Hi, this is a dictation from Malcolm Pennington, MalcolmPennington. The service is January 27, 2022. Date of birth is 5/15/1957. Date of accident 12/19/2019. Mr. Presenting Witness, Mr. Dennis Malcolm Pennington is here for an evaluation for follow-up visit. He alleges that he was already injured in a car accident, in a rear-ending accident on 12/19/2019 as a driver, moderately high speed, and he took him head with a TDI sentence, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, willfulness, incontinence of the urine, and erectile dysfunction, blurred vision. In addition, patients still suffering from pain in the low back and right shoulder, right knee, with occasional radiation to the right thigh from the lower back and the 3L4 distribution, as well as minus of the second, third finger on the right hand. The pains were off and on, severe, affecting his ADLs most of the time. The patient has treated it. With several physical therapy, since I'm a patient, he has had 4 episodes of steroid injection and one set of shoulder injection for his issues that are emanating from this accident. He also has had various MRIs proving his issues for the consistent pathology consistently. See, he reported that he's in the right shoulder itself. And he's able to move his shoulder up to the 10 degrees of flexion. And there is a lot of spasm in the posterior muscles from T1 to T12. Bilateral spine is in spasm. And the level is 6 and 8. The patient reports pain has improved almost 50%, but his ADLs are still affected. The walking ability, relationship with other people, and sleep are affected 8, and the general activity, mood, and work is affected 7. Enjoyment of life is affected 7. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, headaches, fatigue, tension, weakness, and anxiety and depression. He denied any vision, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, or any difficulty sleeping. He denies any loss of balance of equilibrium and lack of focus, lack of concentration. He denies any loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a severe pain in the right knee and right shoulder and right hip. He suffers from pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back moderately, along with stiffness in the shoulder on the right side, neck and lower back stiffness. He has a moderate difficulty in walking, and he has a difficult time going up and down on the steps. In the GI, patient reports incontinence of the bowels, and he denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no blood in the urine, painful urination frequency, but he does suffer from incontinence of the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current medication is Narco and Naproxen LOE Flexeril. Substance abuse. Patient reports use of alcohol for additional relief of pain. Compliance state. Patient reports full compliance for pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 100/96/98. Pulse is 75. pulse oximeter 100. The rest of the physical examination is from 12/28/2021 visit. The patient number is 0102-009. MRIs were reviewed and the patient was informed about all the findings of the MRI. He has in the right shoulder posterior lateral tearing, the posterior lateral cyst, and a mild to moderate inner cortical tearing, minimal supraspinatus tendinosus, CAC osteoarthritis, and subacromial subdeltoid bursa edema. The patient was advised that we can send him to an orthopedic surgeon as if he chooses, but he would like to have a series of injections first to try to see if that will help him out more better. In the lumbar spine, patient has bulging disc from L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1, along with a facet hypertrophy ligament of phloem thickening, as well as near bridge assessment of the CSF fluid. Especially around choroid coina roots. And there is a bulging disc with central protrusion at L5-S1. So this patient is undergoing multiple lumbar epidural steroid injection. In the surgical spine, again, the patient has a bulging disc at the C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C3-4, along with facet hypertrophy and neural foramen narrowing, and so the patient will be referred to a neurosurgeon, as well as he will undergo a multiple steroid cortisone injections to his the patient is quite stable and is undergoing physical therapy, which has been ordered. His neck has been reviewed and his legs have been reviewed and found to be in compliance. And the patient will be continuing his medication, which is Narco 7.5325 at 12 hours for 30 days, 50 tablets, and Lidocaine patch is 5% daily. He'll continue narco, allowable, and flexible. And that'll be the end of the presentation. Thank you.